Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
That is the day you don't need to listen to the word of God. The same way, for the same reason. People are happy for different reasons, so don't assume you know why people are excited. The father of the couple, they are excited because their children in their lifetime are getting married. But the boy is excited for a different reason. The lady too is excited that finally after 33 years. The younger sister is happy because now that my sister has married, me too, I can marry. So don't assume we are all dancing for the same reason. Everybody, your youngest sister is happy because now you are leaving, but you are going to Lagos. That means she can tell mommy, I want to go and greet auntie in Lagos. So, but God says, when you praise me, I must be the object of your worship. Don't praise me because you got a new job. Praise me because I'm God. And because I deserve it. Don't praise me like you are just trying to help me. One of the most powerful praises that I've seen is the praise that comes out of a season of mourning. When somebody dies and you hear the people mourning saying, Father, we give you glory. You say in all things we should thank you. Now, they are doing that and they are shedding tears. When your thanksgiving has element of sacrifice, you are giving him glory because of who you know him to be, not because of what he has done. Then God pays attention to you. Then he wants to check if your praise can be consistent, or if it's just because you got a promotion letter last week, or because somebody connected you with a customer and in 2 hours you made 300,000. Many times we say we praise God, but God is not the object of our worship. And we need to correct that. So if you want to praise God, praise him because he is God. Because he knows. He knows. God knows many things. He knows many things. In fact, sometimes I wonder how he feels when he sits in our midst and looking at everybody's heart. That's why he's God. It is his capacity to manage and understand. Eh? Even Satan can't. He won't take it. What God is managing from us. Satan, you are in my presence. You are pressing WhatsApp, telling that person that we'll soon finish service. I'm coming. And then pastor said, begin to ask him for what you want. He said, Father, this business I'm going. You are still praying about this. You didn't listen to the message. You didn't learn anything. You are saying, the pastor is taking 5 more minutes. This pastor doesn't waste time. I went to preach in a church. And they told me, our pastor sticks to time. I said, wow. When I saw him, I said, Pastor, pray for me. I have many problems in my life. I don't stick to time. Number one, the biggest problem. He laughed. You knew I was joking. But when it was my turn to preach, the same church that they said, we normally close around 7. So I waited till 5 minutes to serve. Towards the end of the service, and I started prophesying. And I asked Pastor, can I close? He said, No. This is what we want. We want people to be blessed. I said, your people said, you people know my. He said, Pastor, this is a special program. I told them when this prophet comes, they will see something. I said, okay, so you want to sit? And I said, okay. The brother over there, your name Johnson. I said, come. I said, you people, I said, Pastor, we are here for. I said, it's not me. I can close. See, take your mic. He said, no. So if you say you are closing your time, you better check it there. Why? Maybe the Holy Spirit is not even around. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't respect your time. In fact, one of the areas it will test you is in the area of time. If you say you want to pray for 10 minutes this morning, and you pray for 10 minutes, God will be watching. Will you do extra 5 minutes? He'll be watching you. because you are the only one in the world that has refinery. You are the owner of Facebook. You are very busy. So what about the God of Violet, who still has time to listen to your prayer and has to listen to 7 billion people? You are telling that kind of person you are busy. Or you are praising him and sending message to say, "Hi, darling. Hi, darling. Hi, D." Even the angels that God gave to you, they are tired. They know you can't change. There's an attitude that God expects from us as believers. Any spiritual activity we want to participate in, God expects us to be, for our heart and our mind, to be there completely. If you want to be there for 10 minutes, let that 10 minutes be 10 minutes. Don't start chatting with somebody and saying that, and you are using love notes. The moment you are praying, there's only one love for your life. That's God. Yes. If I'm praying, if my wife sends me a message, I will not reply and say, "Hi, darling." I will not. Because the Bible says our Lord, our God, is a jealous God. He doesn't share. God doesn't share. You are lucky he even allow you to marry. He doesn't share. Let me tell you. And I want you to understand my heart. Many of us are doing the right things, but we are not doing the right things the right way. So it's not producing results. Now, I don't know how many of you are like me. You plug your iron. For those of us who went to boarding school, you plug your iron. How many of you have ever used charcoal iron here? Okay, most of you have not used charcoal iron. And it's not your fault. It's democracy. When we were in boarding school, how else are you going to iron your uniform? We steal charcoal for a living. We steal it. You will see somebody cooking something with firewood. The person will turn our eyes like this. We'll just take. You have to be very fast. May God have mercy on us. God, we are remembering things today. Now we are also remembering the things we used to do. May God have mercy on us. So we ironed. How many of you have ever burnt your uniform? Aye. You see those charcoal, they don't have control. So the control is in your mind. Yeah, you are in SS3, going to class, thinking that you are going to see Chinaza, and then your uniform below, you now burnt the thing. Now, you can't even go to class now. Chinaza is not even aware of how you feel. And you have to send a message to your mom through your guardian. My uniform is burnt. Then you know your mom. She's selling tomatoes. I'm the one that will give you money for another. You are playing. Then we'll patch it. How many of you patched your uniform? Because some of you now, you are so okay now. People, we knew you. This one was patched. This one was patched. Now you have to follow Jesus. No Chinaza again. Because Chinaza will look at your uniform and say, not this kind. There's an attitude God wants us to put before him. And one of those attitudes is that God wants us to be excited. When you praise him, he say, "Make a joyful noise." When you praise God, there are some praises that you cannot hide. When you are in the car with somebody, like, how did you wake up this morning? You are excited. Because you are singing some of those songs. They are the songs that your parents sang to you when you were very young. They used to sing it when cooking. You remember those songs. Some of you don't even understand your language, not to talk of the song. There are some songs, even if you say you don't understand your native language, you heard your mom sing those songs. I know your dad never sings, but you heard your mother sing some songs. And you will just wake up one morning, that is the song for you to sing. And you begin to ask someone, "Why are you so excited?" I say, "It's God, though." You can't explain it. That's because God wants you to have a particular attitude. Don't sing if you're angry. Go and eat. When you are ready and you are serious, come. Say, "Make a joyful noise." Look how that scripture says. Give me that scripture in Psalm 100. Say, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing." Now, except you want me to read it to you in Ohafia language or Urobo language, this thing is as simple as it gets. The problem most of us have is that we are not going to obey it. Because we think our problems are greater than God. The one who says to you, weep not, also has capacity to say, rise up and leave. If he says to you, do not weep, then he also has the power to say, rise up and leave. So why are you holding back? There are two things you must learn how to do in difficult situations. Number one, you must learn to praise God in difficult situations. Number two, you must learn how to pray in difficult situations. I noticed this one particularly, that sometimes when you are not happy, it's difficult to pray. Some of you are prayer warriors, but I'm talking to those who are real people now. I said there are some of us here, when we are not happy, or when we are sick. How many of you can pray when you are very sick? I want to sow a seed into your life. I've seen somebody, two people. Wow. They are very mature though, spiritually. I'm still learning that thing. By the time you get up in the morning, the headache just does, bah! You just relax. Then if your wife comes to you and says, oh, how do you feel this morning? You have to let her know that you are not okay. If you just let her know it's getting better, she will not answer you for the rest of that day. So you have to like, it's this side, and this side. So that she can have mercy on you and be asking you, how do you feel now? Eh? Somebody said, my dear friend, I won't mention his name, said he was sick. And his wife refused to answer him. So he sat on the floor. And started screaming and saying, this is how my enemies have gotten me. So this is how I will die. He started saying, the wife just stayed in the room. She did not answer him. Then my friend's mother came and said, Pastor, why are you doing this now? Say, it's my stomach. Oh, it's my stomach. Oh, is this how I will die? My God, and I serve you. All he wanted was for the woman to come out. But that girl, she's a Bini girl. She wanted to show him pepper that day. Wanted to show him that you, I will show you today. Maybe you have mouth. Sabi talk. Hey, started singing in Yoruba and you know those sad songs. Then the mother-in-law had to go to the daughter and say, go and answer your husband. I say, Mama, leave her. You know, go die, leave her. There are some of us, when they say praise God, you can't praise God until you are ready to sing those sad songs. When you want people to know how terrible you feel, you now start raising your voice. So my friend's wife just came out, brought out one small medicine. Say, take. He took it. After that, his body came down. You know, I say, you are wicked. He said, no, you need to grow up. Your stomach is aching. You now sat on the floor, remove singlet, remove everything. You start shouting that, this is how my enemy, which enemies? If you are alone at home, is this what you'll be doing? At 48. It is not enough for you to be dramatic when you have problems. Learn how to seek God's face when you are challenged. Because nobody will do it for you. I can't praise God now and say I'm praising God for you. Say, let everything that had breath, what? So if you are part of those who are alive, you have to learn how to praise God. I know a particular man. He drinks gouda, and I'm not saying sugar and drink gouda. He drinks gouda like a fish. And I used to wonder why this man is like. He enjoys himself, he doesn't hold back. So one day he said to me, say, you people don't know how to collect something from God. You are so holy, you are so righteous. Say, but you don't know how to praise God. He said, he has observed us that we don't know. I said, look at this drunkard trying to educate us on how to serve God. He said, when I want something, I know how I get it. So I will leave this place, go to redemption camp. Yes. So when I get there, I will not stay with anybody that I know. So that it's not there because Tobe is there. I will not be doing like this. No. Tobe, once we enter the gate, go left, I will go right. We'll meet at the car park after the meeting. See, when he gets there and the Baba is singing, Ale, he say he will, anything Baba does, he will do. When Baba says, kneel down, he will roll. See, when he comes back to Ibadan or wherever he is, he said he will meet the testimony waiting. So I say, even self, but you are not born again. You are not born. He said, oh God, I'm telling you why you are not making progress. An unbeliever sat me and my parents telling us why we are not making progress. And he said the secret was what? High praises. Pay attention. Because these are not things you don't know. But the greatest secrets of the earth are in things that are open secrets. They are there in the open, but people don't follow them. Look what the scripture says. It says, do you not know that the Lord is God? That is the reason why he commands that we should praise him. You are not alive because your family people live very long. My mom told me, saying that on her mother's side, they live above 100. It's a thing of pride. But the Lord said, do you not know that I am God? That means it's possible to be in church and not know that when God claims a particular status, no other creature can claim that status. If God comes into this place now and says, I am God, and Satan is standing here. Satan, who are you? He said, me? I'm just passing you. I don't know. I'm not here. Satan will never claim to be anything where God is standing. The only reason why he's claiming to be something in your life is because he has not heard your own declaration about who God is. Every time many of us seek him, we seek him out of desperation. And when the matter has become far gone, when it becomes very difficult to reverse nature. Listen to me, this new year, we are going to advance on the wings of high praises. In the name of Jesus. We are going to advance on... When you want to pray this year, don't just get up and begin to rattle in. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry for God. He's a jealous God. God looks at what you spend your time on and how you spend your time with him. He said, do you not know, in verse 3, that I am God? And that it is he who has made us. Meanwhile, we ascribe our existence to so many other things except God. So today is a day of repentance. Because many times we don't do it deliberately. We don't do it deliberately, but we do it. Now in verse 4, this is a very important scripture. We've quoted severally in this church. But I want us to look at it again. Verse 4. Enter into what? Now the first thing I want you to look at here is the word gates. This word gates is suggestive of coming into his premises. But you see, in the Bible days, gates are not just where you put your security men, and it's not just an entrance. The gates are a place that was referred to as a decision-making arena. Please, are you with me? A decision-making arena. So when he says, give me that scripture. When he says, enter into his gate, he was saying, come before me as we decide on you. Come before me as we decide. Come to the conference room. Come to the conference room, but come with what? That means what qualifies you for your next season is your remembrance of the things he has done before. That for which you came to say thank you. People come and say, they want to share testimony. Meanwhile, you knew what really happened in that situation. But when you share a testimony, it doesn't carry the weight of what God brought you through. It doesn't carry the weight. Praise the Lord, I traveled though. I got there safely. God protected me. But you knew that your driver was drinking shekpe and he was dozing. Restless. 140. Now, I pride myself in being able to sleep when people drive. But of late, my life has become so precious to me, I don't sleep again. Because some drivers are sent from hell. They are sent to destroy. So I don't sleep again. I'll look at you. The moment I see you on 140, it's me and Jesus as we are going to Abuja now, it's me, Jesus, and this driver. Because this driver is like he's ready to end his life. 140. Looking at... So you now can share testimony. You did not tell us that the Igbo smoking driver almost killed you. You now told us that you went and you came back safely. No. You didn't testify. How many times did you tell the driver? Easy, softly, driver, slow down. Will we get to where we are going in Jesus' name? He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving, which means for you to come into this conference hall where your matter will be discussed. You cannot come carelessly. You need to sit down and remember that things could have been worse than it is. Come on, are you here? Things could have been worse. Look at your life very well. Look at it very well. Some of you that are here thinking that in your journey, in your family, everybody gives birth to twins. Think about it very well. There are people that did not commit any sin and they are trusting God. What are you talking about? It's not the course you read, though. There are lawyers in the bank working as customer service. Customer service. Oh, you're welcome to Echo Bank. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't say hallelujah. I'll fire you. I'll say hallelujah here. Even if I'm the MD, I'll fire you. Don't turn my office, my company to church. When we reach Maryland, you can be doing that one. It's not to think about it, though. Think about it. Oh, I was listening to a brother's testimony. He was diagnosed with cancer. Some of you must have seen that 3-hour video of one occultic online. He said, and Jesus spoke to a lady and said, go to his bedside and read 25 chapters of the scripture every day. Hello? Do you know how much discipline and capacity you need to read 25 chapters? Let me tell you how some of you read the Bible. You see, even this chapter we read today, you're going to be looking for small chapters. Like this is Psalm 100. Like somebody I saw, he says he's the fastest reader in the world. Because every night on the Lord, he lands every Lord with gladness. Come before he stands, and you know that the Lord is God, is he who has made us not ourselves, and whoever is stopped up, and that is great, 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 and that is great. Yes, sir. Before you leave your house, you can't even remember the chapter again. It's not about, do you know what it means? All those chapters that have 60 verses or over 100 verses. And God says, this person that has cancer, go and be reading Bible over him. The man was already skin and bones. The doctors have told them he's going to die. Stage 4 cancer. All these things we tell people to do, you think it's all those things you see on DSTV, the way people praise God. If you know what praise can do, you will not play with it again. If you know what reading the Bible aloud into your atmosphere can do, you will not mess with it. If you know what prayer can do in your life, see, let me tell you something. The moment you start praying and you are seeing personal answer, nobody will convince you not to pray again. The day you pray and you see God answer the prayer before your very eye, someone out there, it's not about prayer. You say, eh? It's like this one doesn't know anything. You will know. He's only wearing tie. He doesn't know anything. He's wearing suit, but he doesn't know anything. Because he has the first answered prayer is the one you need to crack. Once you crack something for the first time, that door will open. This lady kept reading 25 chapters over his head. She stood. They could not allow him touch, go into the room because the cancer could spread. So he stood outside and would read. Make a joyful noise. The Lord didn't tell her to preach. He said, read. And after reading for months, the Lord Jesus appeared in that room and tapped him. Our Lord Jesus left heaven, came, and said to this brother, you are healed. I have healed you. Then the brother opened his eyes, surprised, seeing Jesus, thinking he was already dead. Now, if you have cancer, God forbid, and Jesus says, I have healed you, do you need to ask Jesus from what? You have cancer. If Jesus said he has healed you, that means he healed you from cancer, right? But the brother said he didn't know why. He just asked Jesus, from what have you healed me? Do you know what Jesus said to him? He said, I have healed you from the curse in your bloodline. Ha! Jesus didn't say cancer. That means the cancer was a pro. He said, we bind the spirit of cancer. Hold on, let's look for the root. Jesus said, I have delivered you from the curse in your bloodline. Wow. Listen, you don't need Jesus to come to you and say, read 25 scriptures. Open your Bible. If the Bible says, make a joyful noise, per every instruction is an allocation of power. Per every instruction. Don't do it religiously. Per every instruction is what? An allocation of power. Do it consistently till something happens. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. That means if you have not thought it through, don't come. Don't come. Don't behave as if God is owing you. In those days, when we were in our former church, we used to sing one song. Holy Ghost, you hold me power. You hold me power. Holy Ghost, you hold me power. You now see the way we'll be behaving as if we want to fight the Holy Ghost. It's Holy Ghost is owing you power. There's one power you promised me you've not given. You are owing me. And you see all our prayer warriors wearing sandal on suit on sandal. The sandal. It's not even suit, it's coat. Because the coat is usually bigger than. Oh God, you will not break down my house and expect me to. You will break down the door of my house and expect me to answer you. We are going to break every door, every. Oh God, slow down. This is my house. If you break this door and I bless you, who will repair the door? So calm down. Enter with praise first. For adventure, you may not need to pray. So you cannot embrace the spirit of praise like a carnal person. It's a weapon. It's an instrument. God gave it to us. Say, wherever there is that people are breathing, wherever there's breath, say, let them praise me. Because God is not far from those who praise him. It's not. It's not. God will not ask your pastor, should I go and visit him? No. His oxygen is praise. That's why he says, do it with an attitude. Do it with all your heart. One man praised God so much and a woman despised him. The man did not even know. But God punished her. The man did not know. God, tell me, where are my enemies at? Slow down. If God gives you the list, you will die. If God tells you where they are calling your name now, you will not drink water anywhere again. Tell mama, you are welcome. Take water. I say, thank you. Thank you. I don't want water. What are your name? Make I even check that list again. What are your name? Did you? You want to know the people shouting your name? You think everybody who heard of your promotion were happy for you? They only say congratulations so that you won't say they're angry. Some people believe you don't deserve it, but they don't know your secret. They don't know that your secret is how you praise him. Listen to me. You can fake your preaching. You can behave like you're a fantastic preacher, but you see, if you are not a grateful person, you can't praise God. You can't praise God. Who are you? You can fake and speak Angela Morobos here. You can even be praying in your mind. When Sister Buki comes, you raise your voice like a prayer warrior. So you terrify her. Yes. Oh, yes. I hear your voice. Ah! Some people even scream. One brother said whenever he prays, he normally screams. They gave him quick notice. He doesn't just pray. When pray, we just scream, in the middle of the night. It was your Lord there in the area. That he said, this man, there's a madman in this cover. I said, we don't have man. He said, there's a madman. And I'll tell him, you just, That's the way of praising God. I gave him quick notice. But today is very well. You better be mad now. Be mad now so that your breakthrough can come. Stop playing around. Stop playing, no. The year has started again. You are still carrying New Year resolution. Today is the... What's today's date? 14th. You are still carrying New Year resolution. action plan. Last Sunday I spoke to you about the ministry of angels. And I have followed up this message with the spirit of thanksgiving. Because angels gravitate towards wherever God is being praised. Listen, your prayers are not hard for God. You should move close to Him and let Him see the display of anointed madness. The way you praise Him. He said, come before His gate with thanksgiving. That means I cannot come anyhow. I must prepare carefully. I want you to learn how to fast. No prayer request, just thanking God. Fast, 3 days. Fast. Pastor, anytime I pray, you know, I don't need to sabi, you know, to pray long. Let me tell you how I started praying. I will take my pen and I will write down my prayer point. Yes. Pray for Tobechuku. Pray for this. I started learning how to pray by praying for people. Because I wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit. And many of our brothers there will come and say, oh yeah, we just finished a 3-hour prayer. See, 3-hour prayer. What are you people talking about? I didn't understand. I appreciated, but I didn't know how would someone be talking for 3 hours. Now, some of you say, I don't know why people always come to gossip. Okay. The reason why they can be talking to you and you are responding is because you have the energy. If you prayed overnight or worshiped God overnight and someone comes to your office, you know that it was Delegiwa that killed Babangida. Delegiwa. So you ask him, Babangida. Or they come to you and say, ah, do you see how Goliath killed David or killed Saul? You don't have the energy to be checking. Is it true? You are tired. I can't stay up all night to come and be gossiping with you. And some people are so wicked. Even when they see that you are sleeping, they will still be talking. Instead of you to carry your bag and go. Say, Pastor, I don't know if you are still. I'm not with you. This year, if you talk to me and I'm sleeping, just go. Don't even say goodbye. Let me enjoy my sleep. The entire is gates. This is a command. It's not a suggestion. When you are coming, if you want to be attended to, this is how to come. Come on, say, this is how you come. If you want to be attended to, and please don't come with your certificate, master's in a forensic, master's in a medical lab. That one has no meaning in heaven. It is only here we know you went to school. And if you are lucky, you went to Kutonu or Kotonu or Bene. That we are still begging them that they should accept the certificate. I have good news for you. In the spirit realm, nobody knows all those schools. Jeja went somewhere. You went somewhere, Abi. That's fine. The key word here is what? Attitude. Be deliberate. There's a difference between just singing and thanksgiving. You are giving thanks. You are giving thanks. Thanksgiving. You are giving something. Gratitude. I am standing here today because of you. You are not allocating your testimony to another man. Because men can shut the door on you. Yes. But this God, if men shut the door, open that one. Some of you live so much in awe of men that even God cannot help you again. You fear men, you honor men too much that even God is asking, who am I to you? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. He said, be anxious for nothing. Listen, regardless of the situation, this is heaven's position. God says, be careful for nothing. But in everything. Come on, say everything. Some of you think that, oh my God. You think that by reporting, I went to preach somewhere. And there was a couple there that I had to counsel. And the wife felt that by reporting her husband to everyone, the husband would change. The guy just continued enjoying his life. As far as he's concerned, I have paid by price. The guy did not worry. So, even though she was right, But you know, when God spoke to me about her case, God told me she was wrong. You can be right, but with poor presentation, you can be wrong. He said in everything, there is nothing God does not want to hear. Which means one of the ways God determines loyalty is by who you talk to when you have problem. I want you to hear what I just said. If you have 10 problems in 1 month and you discuss 8 with people and not God, what God is hearing, what you are telling him, is that he doesn't own you. Please, are you with me? God says, in everything, oh my God, your children's school fees, he wants to hear about it. Everything is not doctor's report. Which doctor will advise Abraham? Which doctor? He said, Baba, you are getting old, though. You are not a bishop. The Bible says those that are bishops that should have one wife. Go and marry 3 wives. Be fruitful and what? Multiply. You think you are very strong. One advice can sway you. It was one woman that said to her husband, this is my handmaiden. It's the same month she became pregnant. Prophetic advice. Strange advice. Come on, coconut water. We'll pray on coconut in this church. We'll pray on. You carry coconut, carry yourself to Delta State. They gave you coconut. They pray on it. You became pregnant. And you say it's a baby. In everything. He didn't say come to pastor. He said in everything. Some of you, the reason why you are not growing spiritually is because you don't know how to come to God by yourself. You are not even confident that Baba wants to hear you. Give me that scripture. He says, quickly, he said, be careful for nothing. Okay. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? Please understand that scripture. Do you have the Amplified? Say, do not be anxious or worried about anything. Please, I want you to stay with me. Many of us, we rush distance. Was there anything that God removed from that equation? God says, if you worry about being married, you don't trust him. God says, I determine trust levels by your level of anxiety. You are not getting it. Your children's school fees, Abby. God says, if you think you are the one that will pay, you don't trust me. That's what God is saying. The Christian life is a life of faith in God. The day you believe your salary more than God, you no more trust him. That's why many people are not getting answered to prayer. It's not that they are not praying, no, but the foundation of the prayer is faulty. God is not saying whether you have the money in your account or not. God says, do not be anxious. Oh, okay. Some of you don't like that word, anxiety. Because it's like a mental, you know, your mental health. He said, do not worry. How many of you worried last week? Is it possible not to worry in Nigeria? No, sincerely. Okay, for we mothers, for the mothers amongst us, you worry about what your children will eat tomorrow morning. You are already planning lunch, even as I'm speaking. That okay, if they eat bread in the morning, in the afternoon, they will take... what do they take now? When I was growing up, it was garri and groundnut. So we didn't discuss lunch in my house. It was only dinner. The garri is already there. Just go and help yourself. Help yourself. Who knows what I'm talking about? Some of you are looking at me like you grew up in San Francisco. Some of us, we drank garri with joy. Who is going to give you food? Are you okay? Are you okay? Didn't you see garri in the kitchen? Instead of you to be praying that there should be light so you can have cold water. What are you talking about, garri? Say, there's groundnut. Mama Preshi there is selling groundnut. Buy 20, 10, 5 naira, 10 naira. Say, Mama, what are we eating this afternoon? Which kind of question is that? We'll get out of this place. What do you want? Come and eat me now. You see, garri, you want to eat. Garri don't be food. Go and ask how much they are selling garri now. Oh, see your head. He said in everything. God says, if you worry, you don't trust me. That's what God is saying. Give me that scripture. He says, do not be anxious or worried about. So which means the moment I find that there is a natural inclination to worry, what am I supposed to do? Come to the place of prayer. Instead of worrying, come to the place of. Instead of worrying, bring it to the place of. Prayer is how you tell God you trust him. Yes. Prayer is how you tell God, in spite of everything, I trust you. If you cannot heal me, there's no healing again. This young boy, the doctor told him he has hepatitis. He will never recover. That this boy was going to die. This boy talking to you. This boy was struck with asthma. Asthma in maybe primary four. They told him, say, your boy is asthmatic. Mr. Shafei, your boy is asthmatic. In those days, we used to have all these nice, fine doctors. All of them have run away now. We have all these fine doctors. They talk to you like, you know, not the one that you talk. Even the doctor, I say, you are wasting my time. Take this man, I'm at him. Nurse, because you are not even paying me. Say, your son has asthma. Asthma. See, what's asthma? No internet. It's a respiratory. Ha. Voila. Once the doctor starts all those BB grammar, you know you're in trouble. See, your son is asthmatic. He's got the jaundice of the. One person jaundice. One person hepatitis. One person asthma. There was a time one of my legs shrank inside. There was a crisis in my area, and we were all running because they were fighting. And I jumped from a very big height, and I landed on one leg. That leg, as if the leg just entered. I knew my own temiti bami. I knew that this one, you will not recover. Hey, my man don't suffer. Man don't suffer. Some of you are remembering things. Listen, God says, you want to tell me about your problem. It's not by worry. Huh? My sister, when you were coming to Lagos, did you in any way know the people you will meet? But God, no. God made provision. When I came to Lagos, I stood at this Total filling station at Ojota, calling my friend, John. John, I don't date for Lagos. So. Which bus? That phone was all those Nokia with antenna. Very heavy. The battery is the main component in the phone. So it's very heavy. You charge it for money tonight. When others were buying Tri 10 and 1100, is it 1100 now? I just respected myself. I went to buy. That phone is like this. There was one girl that I used to like, Eberi. The girl uses a Samsung blue screen. I was using that So she was still trying to think, should I talk to this guy? My phone now rang. Hello. She doesn't pick your call. I say, no, I'll call the person back. Whoever called me today. A brother said, I know the kind of phone you are using. Just pick it. I said, no, it's not important. I swore I will never be poor. I swore. I will never be poor again in my life. Kilode. Bring out your phone. You could not bring out the phone. It's your phone, no? But the same me, years after, somebody tried to reach me and they couldn't reach me. Then they sent me a message online. Pastor, I'm trying to reach you. I said, my phone is spoiled. Say, Pastor, your phone is spoiled. How can your phone be spoiled? Let me not tell you what they did. Because if I see that kind of money, I can't use it to buy food. I'll use it to better my life. Say, no, we need to be able, anytime we call you, your phone must ring. The package. When I saw the fire, I said, Jesus will give you praise. But because a few years ago, I'm not ashamed of my testimony. Because there was a time somebody called me, I could not pick the call because of a bearing. Yes. So if I say iPhone 14 today or iPhone 15, I won't apologize. Yes. Let a baby come and call me again. Some of you struggled so much. When God started blessing you, started behaving, who send you? Who send you fake humility? Don't apologize. You have suffered. When is your turn to shine? Shine. Don't apologize to anybody. Nobody lights a candle and hides it. What are you talking about? You are made to show forth his glory. What are you talking about? Sir, I'm very humble. You know me, brother. I know they like to show myself. Our team next year is show forth. What are you talking about? Say, give me my scripture. He said, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything and in every circumstance. We are going to sack you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It was God that gave me this job, not man. Nobody can fire me until my time is up. Yes, my boss told me, one of us will be sacked and it's not me. My boss told me, say, Benga, you know you are very, you are a good communicator. Maybe you should go back and do your master's. My boss told me. Say, you know I know people. I say, yes, ma. Say, they are not going to sack me. Is you, this the younger one that will go for the older one. That's how they do use people to do sacrifice. She wanted to sacrifice me. But when I was in Sokoto, the Lord spoke by prophecy and said, I am going to send you to the city of Lagos. You will work in a bank and you will stand in Lagos. You will be a pastor and you will serve as my prophet. I didn't give the man money. So yeah, prophesy something good for me. I know. It was a prayer meeting. The brother, Pastor Ralph, he just spoke. And everything is happening now. Everything. Even though I didn't like the other aspect of being a pastor, I wanted to go to Australia. But it's happening. It's happening. There's somebody, one woman, smoking Igbo, says that Mio, they want to sacko, that she will not go. That is, you see, you will be afraid. Because you think your life is in the hands of a man. You don't know anything. My boss said to me, regional manager, I said, we will not approve your confirmation. I learned the power of prayer very early. In the night, the star bus will drop me around the Aja. I will start trekking. That kind of thing is not... Because once you enter the house, you see your friends, you start talking. No. If you know Aja Bridge... Roundabout, you check all the way you get to Adobadore. Who knows where I'm talking about? Do you know the distance? You are coming after working so hard at the bank. I'll pull my shoes. Rebalema Satan. Just pray there. Father, I thank you for this job. I didn't get it from me, man. Father, I give you glory. When I get to the middle of that road, there's one man saying Akara. Bread. I'll buy it. Because I need the energy to finish the prayer. Rabashatana Zodabaya. Ah, I thank you for my confirmation. My friend, that one, he just did a look. He knows I'll be praying. I tell her, I say, go sleep. Give me your full name. Meanwhile, the manager promised that if at all, he would take that boy and leave me. He said it to our faces. But the boy was still afraid. I told him, give me your name. Next, I called him. I said, let's go and meet him. What are you doing here? Earning the money. Why are you? He said, no, I don't want to see people. I told my friend, don't worry. Let's go. Come back in the evening. I went back to the restroom. The most powerful place to pray. Outside your bedroom. The restroom. Kandala Baba. Father, I thank you for my promotion. I thank you for my... Because between the... If the man signs that letter, it's kulele. You know what kulele is? Money. If he signs it, a child will pay me money. And me, I wanted to get married. You say I should not marry. When you wanted to marry, I did not block your chance. Why do you want to block? As at then, 2009 plus, I was earning 200,000. Somebody now say, if they sign that thing, they'll first pay me like 600,000. That you are even confirmed, take 600,000. Me that I plan what I will use. The LG TV I bought with that money is still in my house today. I did not throw it away. I did not remember. LG, in the days of LG, and Sam, and all those home theaters. What are you talking about? So I say, I don't like your face. And what was my offense? He said, I had 77, play low. My score was 77%. He said, 77 is not high. 77, even in WAEC, jam, 77 is A. Say, no, I want only 90 and above in my office. You, when you were in school, did you get 90? I went to the restroom. Father, I thank you in all, you've made all this bit. I'm here by prophecy. I'm here by prophecy. People don't know how to pray. You go there and be crying. You don't even know how to engage with God. The reason why many of you cannot go to God like this is because even this place you are in now, God did not bring you here. You walk your way here to that office. Now you cannot go to God again because you know God did not tell you to come. You walk your way into the boy's life. You got married. Now there's crisis. You cannot pray because you know that you carry yourself. Come. I went to God. I did not come here by myself. I was fine being a teacher, university teacher in Ife. I was fine. All my colleagues in that set, they are full professors now. I was fine. Now you say, make I come here. I came out. I saw my boss. 9 a.m. in front of her system, doing her lipstick. She was so confident. There's power in praise. I'm telling you. Especially when you are in a season that God brought you into. I'm telling you. So when I'm going through a problem and I'm praying and I'm not seeing results, the first thing I do is ask God, are you still here? If God says no, pack your load. Move. Do you know that seasons expire? God led a man to the brook and said, let ravens feed him. If the man did not go back to God to say, Alpha, the brook had dried up, the ravens stopped coming. What are you still waiting for? But he cannot move until God tells him where to move to. The mistake with many of us is that because we say, okay, it's like the thing is not working, you now change your work from computer science to fisheries and whatever. Because you heard it is fish that is selling now. If you are brought here by a command, wait for the next command. That's the problem. Most of us don't have what it takes to stay and wait to hear. Then you are not praying. It looks like God is not answering your prayer. Meanwhile, Adam, where are you? We can't find you. Where they kept you, you are not there. The woman was making her lipstick, chatting with her boyfriend, stood up, left her seat, went upstairs. My boss came back. Where is so person? Yes. Give me your staff number. Yes, sir. He's here. Bam, the young tough gave me a role. I didn't know anybody. I didn't call anybody. All I went to God is, it was you that brought me here. And you didn't tell me that I will be sacked. You didn't tell me that I will be asked to live like this. I am not perfect, but I cannot be disgraced. The key here, your attitude, fervency of spirit. You need it. He said, do not be anxious. Do you know that being anxious is an attitude? Do you know that worrying is an attitude? For you, you need to behave in a certain way to be worried. You need to behave in a certain way to be worried. And most times when we worry, we're only looking for human sympathy. Most times. Come on, say, I refuse to worry. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. Some of you, do you know the brother Jonah in the Bible? There's a brother in the Bible. His name is Jonah. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. He said, I will sacrifice unto you with what? Oh, there's an element of thanksgiving that involves sacrifice. Oh, are you here now? Some of you in those days, was it Anglican church? Some of our old churches, when we have thanksgiving like this, people will bring yam. Huh? Don't bring yam here. Anyway, in my village, Pandey, they are with it. If you bring it, some of you are not, you don't know, say me, at a pound. I eat Pandey today. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I eat Pandey yam. You just notice that in 1 week, all my tummy. I just say, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Every time you greet me, I say, the Lord is good. It's Pandey yam that is talking. He said, I will sacrifice, give me that scripture, unto the Lord with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay what I have vowed, because salvation is of the Lord. This is one element that has been abused by many fake pastors. They will not pray for you until you give them something. That one is sorcery and witchcraft. Huh? If you don't know the value of your pastor, then that one is your fault. But this one has to do with what? A sacrificial. You take a position of, look, listen. You cannot operate in this level without revelation. Please hear me. You cannot operate in this level without revelation. It's not what people are saying. I've met with people that are influential. I went to preach somewhere with a governor. And I stood him up and I was talking to him. He was jumping up and jumping down. Why? Because he knows that what he has is political authority. What this one has is spiritual authority. This spirit can remove a political authority. It's the same thing when that centurion said, man of God, I know you. I know you. You don't need to come to my... Your word is powerful. Your word is like you are there. When you speak, you don't need to come again. Jesus said, you know this one? He said, yes. Even the Israelites, they don't know this one. It's still out there with Kimi they are looking for. Hey, you know this one? By to see be free. Your servant is free. The man got home, met the servant, healed. The servant did not need to have faith. Because of what? Divine recognition. Divine what? When God promised Abraham a son, and God did not fulfill it, every time Abraham raised an altar to the Lord, did he put there? A sacrifice. Did God ask him for it? Hello, did God ask him for it? It's just spiritual, it's common wisdom. Spiritual sense. Is it God that will eat the animal? But God knows what he's doing. Because David said, I will not give to the Lord something or anything that does not cost me something. It's a spiritual principle. Even if it's Satan. Satan will not take anything that does not have meaning to you. That's why they ask for your mother. Ask for your father. They'll tell you, we'll give you money, but you will not have children. People now make it look as if it is God. That's how the spirit realm works. The currency of the spirit realm is sacrifice. Blood. That's why Jesus had to die for our sins. He said, we offer the sacrifice. Give me that scripture. I'll offer my sacrifice unto thee with the voice of that means when I come with my seed, I must not come squeezing my face. You may be crying inside, though, but you must be laughing outside. God must see that you are happy. Huh? Somebody then in our village, they say she has that she needs to be able to have a child. They told her to carry a calabash, told her to put some things inside, white cloth, red cloth, kola nut. What are those things you people normally collect? Pigeon, white pigeon. They'll tell you the pigeon must not have any black spot. Where will I get that kind of pigeon? But if you give the baba money, he will bring it. They'll tell you want goat eyes. The eyes of a live goat. It's baba that will give you that. Then you put everything on your head. Then you begin to dance naked at the market square. Just so that the shame that the enemy has put on you can be rolled away. You don't know what Jesus saved you people from. You don't know what Jesus saved people from. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if you are here and you still go to all these herbalists, you don't know what Jesus has done for you. You are stronger than those herbalists. The only thing is that they are confident in what they have. He said, I will make a sacrifice unto you with the voice of thanksgiving. As you come with your offering, come with thanksgiving and honor to the Lord. I'm telling you why some things are rejected by God. So a case in point is David, who purchased the land because the angel of death was in the land and it was killing his people. And the moment he offered sacrifice unto the Lord, God did not tell David to do it. You see, there's a difference between somebody telling you, do something, and you having enough sense that this is the way to address this thing. Please, are you with me? This is not asking you to go. I'm telling you, things you must know for yourself. If you pray against a particular problem in your family and that problem persists, raise an altar. Because the foundation of that problem may not be natural. It may be spiritual. Which means some years ago, some people did certain things that is now masquerading. Like that brother that was plagued with cancer in his 20s. But Jesus did not speak to the cancer. He spoke to the cause in his bloodline. Which means even his own children would have been born and they will also struggle. So Jesus removed that thing from his bloodline. If people die anyhow in your family, go and engage the covenant practice of high praises. High praises can remove curses and can place curses. It can exempt a man from destruction. Like the children of Israel, when they were led into the battle with singing, and God did not allow them fight. God did not allow them fight because they praised. God did not allow them fight because they praised. God did not allow them fight because they praised him. God did not allow them fight because they were praising him. God refused to allow them fight because he loved the sound of their voice. So God did the fighting. May this revelation enter your heart. God, everything I am looking for is locked in gratitude. Praising God. Everything. Everything. Do not be wise in your own mind. See what God is saying. Say, come before into my gates with thanksgiving. Give me that scripture. And into his courts with praise. So thanksgiving has to do with what? What he has done in the past. Some of you have journal's diary where you keep the offense of everybody who broke your heart or the ones who you broke their hearts. Go and keep a diary of everything God has done. You may not remember, but write as much as you can. When we thank him, we are thanking him for what he has done, even for your life. But when we praise him for who he is, He is the El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He is the nobody stands in that level with him. Not your husband, not your wife. I used to have a manager whose husband is in the oil business and is extremely rich. So she was only doing the bank job so that she won't be staying at home. But she was a manager and she was also rich. But anytime she has issues with her husband, everybody in the office will know. Because that day, she will not come with the Cherokee. The husband will not allow her to drive the big car. Are you with me now? She will look for one, maybe Uber or something. Or get somebody to bring her, or taxi. But the day they settle, you will see the car she will come with the next day. But now she says she won't marry. Eh? Then you see her in the office, she'll be calling people. I don't know what I did to Kunle. Kunle has started again. Eh? Kunle wants to kill me. Kunle fek pa mi. Kunle fek pa mi. When our desk is close to the restaurant, I go, you'll be hearing her. Bafsoro, talk to him. I know that it's not a customer, it's her husband. But the day she comes, he, hello, my peeps. How you doing, my peeps? He say, they have settled. They have settled. Even you will see the kind of car. I mean, my own regional manager didn't drive the car she drove. That's how rich she is. But it's not her money. It's her husband's money. Huh? So as long as she kept stressing her husband, there was no favor. But when she started responding and praising her husband, there was favor. You see? Instead of complaining and grumbling, stop. Tell yourself from tomorrow, I want to go on a 2 weeks radical praise. And please don't come online and say, day one of my praise challenge. And please, please, just. Is there anything between you and God that is secret? Do you have anything between you and God that is just two of you? Come on now, wake up. Don't be a child. Don't be a child. Day two of praising God is good. But this one is sacrifice. You will do it, nobody will know. Yes, nobody will know. Your wife will not know. You wait for her to go to the office, or you get to the office early. You praise God. Don't come with your suit and all those attitudes that you have. MD, CEO, that's your book. They don't have any MD in heaven. So all this thing you are saying, it should be people that coined the thing. CMD. Controller General. It's all those things for you people. God doesn't have them. He's the Almighty. Satan loses his status when he stands with him. What are you talking about? Do you know that having a mindset of praise and gratitude will remove stress from your life? I'm telling you, go and try it. Do you think you can keep your husband? Do you know where he's going to? You think it's by checking phone or by pinging? There's one app now that people use to monitor themselves. But you pay. It's not free. Where are you? Say I'm in Kotangora. You just check. See ya. Lucky. Then you can follow the team. Go and meet him then. Instead of monitoring your wife, say, Father, I hand over my wife to you. From today, you are her husband. May I will praise you. The moment your husband leaves you and wants to go and meet one girl, his heart will begin to beat as if he wants to collapse. He say, it's like, this is not my area. This is not my calling again. You cannot force a man not to cheat. It's the spirit of the Lord that can hold his heart. If you check phone, one day you have hypertension. You want to check inside the car. Check. And men are very secretive. He will not even keep it in his heart. He will keep it with his neighbor. I'm telling you. Make your life easy by embracing a life of gratitude. A life of complete trust. Gratitude, thanksgiving means I trust you with my life. When it's time for something to happen, it will happen. Because you are never late. God doesn't dwell in time. He dwells above time. Which means he will never be late. Hallelujah. 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 God will never be late. Listen to me. God has promised us this year that we are going to flourish on every side. These are the covenant keys that you need. You cannot stand before God and be talking about your problem as if he doesn't know. You cannot. You are wasting his time. He said, my peace I give to you, but not as this world gives. He said, my peace, the peace of my reality, of my realm, I give to you. Peace in the midst of crisis. Peace when you don't have money. Peace when your boss is threatening you. Peace when it looks like your mind is not going to work. Peace when it looks like you are going to collapse. Peace when it seems that you don't know what to... Peace when it seems like you don't know what's happening to your health. Say, my peace. Not another man's. Jesus, say, my peace I give to you. Come on, say, I receive your peace. Come on, say, Father, I receive your peace. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that passes all understanding. Say, my peace I give to you. My peace. I want you to thank God right now. Thank God for his peace. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I want you to thank God. Shalabarase dalaborose. Arebarabo shatalabasotel. Oh, I wish I would get 10 people who are grateful. Come on, rise on your feet right now and let's thank him. I want you to express your gratitude in your own ways.